Hey, welcome everyone. Okay, so tonight's session is for those who would like to enhance their resilience against infection. I'd like to begin this session by declaring the space of our session to be safe and sacred and clear. This is the first time that you have received a remote session from me. Feel welcome to be sitting or lying down, however is most comfortable for you. And declare this time as your own. Truly honor yourself for taking this time. And let everything else go. Just for the hour of our session. You are welcome to acknowledge the presence of your inner guides, guardian angels, teachers, whoever you look to for inner support, that they may guide you to a greater understanding of our intention today for improving resilience. And may they also guide my focus so that I may serve you best. We acknowledge all the healing resources of heaven and earth, inviting them into the session space as needed for the greater good of all concerned. And may thy will be done. I'm inviting into the session space two diamonds. The crackling sound is the sound of me bringing them into the session space. Here's one, and here's the second. Okay. Diamond is like a metaphor for what we call the blueprints, those instructions that come from your highest self and highest knowing. And in reminding you of how to heal and what next steps to take in your life, those are your blueprints talking to you. Starting with some alignment work. And just to help align the inner with the outer, the physical with the energetic, the left with the right, front with the back, the above with the below. Feel your feet on the floor. Feel the furniture supporting your body. Okay. Next, we're going to do some clearing. Starting overhead and coming down to crown, brow, throat, the heart, stomach, sacral, root, down to the knees, legs, feet, and below the feet. Just a simple clearing. Clearing to strengthen now. This is general strengthening, overall strengthening of all layers of your aura, all aspects of your body, all systems, general strengthening. Clearing to nourish. And clearing to strengthen. The more nourished you are energetically, the stronger you can be. More clearing to nourish. Clearing to improve flexibility. This is flexibility at all levels. And in particular, the ability to fluctuate between the matter state and the energy state. That is really important, to have this movement, this rhythm working well. The energetic state we access during sleep. That's when we get in touch with our blueprints as best we can. And then when we wake up, we're able to manifest that blueprint information as best we can. That fluctuation between accessing the blueprints and manifesting them happens very quickly at the atomic level. A little slower at the molecular, a little slower at the cellular level, but still very fast. At the organ level, anywhere from every 5 seconds to 20 seconds, healthy organs go through this rhythm. Systems, it's about the same. And the cycle is much longer, as I mentioned, the daily cycle of sleep and awake. But we can also consciously choose to access our blueprints at any time during the day. This aspect of health is so important that I am giving a little extra time for it. In diamond therapy, we have a special name for it. It's called scintillation. We take that term from diamond industry and use it to mean the rhythmic fluctuation between the matter and energy state, and particularly the ability to reach into the blueprints and then manifest what's been learned from them. Some more clearing to nourish. Clearing to strengthen. Nice. Okay, we're now going to invite in each of the Foundation 5 formulas. They correspond to the 5 elements as described by Chinese medicine. And they're really important because they help you to find a balance of all the processes and functions throughout your body. Okay, first inviting in Ruby Onyx. This is vitalizing for the water element. Dark green aventurine savorite vitalizes the wood element. And just so you have a better understanding, the water element represents all the parts of your body that are sleeping or resting. The wood element are those functions and processes that are getting up and with a spring-like energy, the energy of renewal, getting started. Fire element gems, rhodonite and pink tourmaline. The fire element represents peak activity. When we're feeling our best, we're doing our best, and we're working hard. Very nice. Agate citrine represents the earth element. This is when we're reviewing the work that we've done, assessing it, maybe editing it, tweaking it, organizing it, just looking at it from another viewpoint. And then Mother of Pearl Blue Chalcedony comes in. These gemstones support the metal element. This is when we finish the job and let it go. It can also be when we put the job aside for the day and it's time to move into a relaxed state. So that back to water element, we can sleep and rest more deeply. I want to make sure the relationships between all of these elements are well. If there's nourishing relationships, those look good. Now checking the control relationships between these elements. They're looking well also. Taking a pause, allowing all of that information to be integrated. The way you might feel it is that suddenly there's a sense of, if you were a boat, you have a long keel underneath you, keeping you steady. If you were a canoe, you'd have two outriggers, one on each side, keeping your body or the canoe very stable despite the waves, the wavy ocean. Feel that sense of stability. That's what balance feels like. We're going to go into nourishing. We're going to start at the outermost layer of the aura. We call it the intuitive layer. We're going to be bringing in charite and indigo, white beryl. Feel the essence of these gemstones just filling your aura, completely. And not just a band, but all of your body. All of you entirely. Because that outer aspect of the aura is not just a layer like a pancake at the top of a stack. It is everywhere throughout you. Your intuitive aspect is the highest vibration of you that still retains a sense of matter and energy. And that intuitive layer touches every aspect of you, indigo, white beryl, and also charite, which is a purple gemstone, and indigo. Nice. Okay, now we invite blue sapphire, blue topaz, and blue chalcedony. And invite these gemstone energies to fill your mind and all aspects of your being. Because your mind or your mental body, the vibrations do not reach as high as your intuitive body, your mental self does not reach as far as your intuitive self does. And that's why the intuitive self appears or can appear as a layer of the aura. So the mental body is everywhere throughout you. That's why thoughts can have such an impact on your health. That's why it's so important to keep your thoughts positive and uplifting. To find a way beyond the fear. And to place them instead on something positive and uplifting. Okay, moving now to the causal body, the causal aspect of yourself. This is often called a karmic body, the memory body. Has various names. It's the source, or it is where time, space, and causation can be perceived. Into this aspect of you, we invite golden beryl, spessartite, and light green aventurine, formula called golden eagle. So allow yourself to receive these gemstone energies, just filling every corner of you. And because the causal aspect of you, the vibrations of it don't reach as far as the mental body, it appears as though the mental body is a layer of the aura, with the intuitive layer around it. Just feel yourself being nourished by these beautiful gems. The golden beryl is a golden color indeed. Spessartite is like an orange. And light green aventurine is, well, light green. And now we move to the emotional body, feeding it with morganite, which is a pink beryl, white beryl, and rhodonite. Allow your emotions to just be fully receiving of this pale pink morganite. It's like vitamins for your emotional body. Because the emotional body does not extend in vibrations as far as the causal, it appears as though the causal is a layer that surrounds the emotional aura. Receive, accept, breathe in, whatever it takes to invite and receive morganite energy into your emotional body. What we're doing here is we're feeding each of these aspects of you with gemstones that are particularly nourishing for that aspect. The better nourished you are, the more resilient you will be. The well-nourished aura becomes a better shield. Something comes in and then it leaves. There's no reason for it to stay. At the same time, something that is beneficial to you comes into your aura. It's uplifting, it feels good, and so it's available to you to receive it. Now we're going to invite white flash moonstone and emerald to the very first layer of the aura that surrounds your physical body. We call this the superphysical layer. Very important for physical health. Superphysical layer does a lot to support health. It is also protective. White flash moonstone and emerald. Well, white flash moonstone has a particular affinity to the superphysical layer. Emerald has an affinity with the physical body. And when we pair it together, it helps to anchor the white flash moonstone energy at the superphysical layer, so it does not diffuse throughout the aura. Just invite as much of this white flash moonstone emerald as you can. You can even imagine it like a cushion all the way around your body. Nice thick cushion, white cushion, soft white light. And now the physical. We invite in appetite, indigo, freshwater pearl, and white coral. This core four formula is particularly nourishing for the physical body and the skeleton, the bones in particular, the skeletal system. Just as the emotional layer of the aura does not reach throughout the causal, and therefore the causal is perceived as a layer of the aura, the superphysical, same thing. It does not reach as far as the emotional, so it is perceived as a layer of the aura. And the bones, those structural supports in the very center of our body, essential for physical manifestation and physical health, they are relegated to the very core, the very center of our being. The color indigo is vitalizing and nourishing to them. No coincidence, it is also vitalizing and nourishing to the intuitive layer. And so we come full circle. With our spiritual self being both inside us and surrounding us. Taking a pause, inviting integration. Throughout your body and being. Okay, going to do some diamond work in particular, bringing color into your body. Starting with red. Flooding your body with the red color ray. Every part of your body receives all seven colors. There are certain parts of you that receive more red than other colors, such as your muscular system, including your heart. Okay, let's move to orange. Flooding your body with orange. Systems that thrive on a great deal of orange include your endocrine system, as well as adipose tissue. To yellow, flooding your body with yellow. Yellow vitalizes several systems. The digestive system for one, the eliminatory system. The storage system. And the integumentary system, in other words, the skin, hair, and nails. Allow the yellow light to just fill you completely. Okay, now we're moving to green. The visceral organs thrive on green, meaning all the organs in your body, like your lungs, your liver, pancreas, intestines, stomach. and yes, even your heart. Paying extra attention to green for the respiratory system, which is also vitalized by green. The brain is also vitalized by green as an organ. The immune system is vitalized by green as well. Okay, we're going to come back to do some more work with green. Moving on to blue. Blue supports the circulatory system, the sensory system. And anything in your body that contains flows. Allow the blue color ray to fill your body and being. The blue migrating to those areas that need it most. Okay, now indigo. Flooding your body with indigo. This is a really important color ray for structure. Structural support, not only your skeleton, but the soft structure of your fascia. And now purple. Purple color ray supporting the nervous system and also supporting an energetic system we recognize called the pericardium system. Okay, very good. Now I'm going to be working with the central chakra channel. This is a non-local, meaning it's purely energetic, column that runs down through the center of your body. It brings in heaven energy from above, earth energy up from below. And when these heaven and earth energies meet behind each chakra, they feed that chakra so that it can be the best conduit it can be. For information passing between your physical, superphysical, emotional, causal, mental, and intuitive bodies. Very important circuit that these are involved in. And inviting in Chakra Guardian, which consists of tanzanite, blue sapphire, and white beryl. And this is one of the reasons that I wanted to, in this first session, work just with people who do not have any symptoms and have not been exposed. Because what we're finding is that there are significant anomalies in the central channel among those who have symptoms of flu. Going to be doing four passes from overhead where the channel starts, well below your feet where the channel ends. I just did the first pass. Here comes the second one, starting overhead. This time I'm going to name where I am working. We're still overhead. Okay, coming down to the top of the head. Brow. Throat. Heart. Stomach. Moving down the abdomen. Lower abdomen, where the sacral chakra is located. Root chakra. Moving down knees, ankles, feet, below the feet. Inviting the Restore Yourself mandala to be present throughout the central channel. Third pass, overhead. Crown, brow, throat, heart, stomach, down the abdomen to sacral, root chakra, knees, ankles, feet, and below the feet. Here we have one more pass. Starting at the top of the head, above the top of the head. Crown, brow, throat, moving down to hearts, down to stomach, down the abdomen to sacral, down to root, knees, ankles, feet, and below the feet. Staying here below the feet. Reaffirming your connection with the earth. Your connection with heavens above, the earth below, heavens above, earth below, and you as the unique being right in the center. Poetically, I call that the soul star in the center. Clearing to nourish. Clearing to strengthen. still clearing to strengthen. Going in some blue tourmaline. Blue sapphire, river stone. Shoring up the walls of the central chakra channel. White barrel turquoise throughout the channel, clearing it. Riverstone, blue tourmaline, strengthening those walls. Inviting a healthy flow. Chakra guardian, tanzanite, white barrel, blue sapphire. Blue sapphire nourishing those walls. And taking a pause. Okay, let's return to the session now with Emerald, bringing in a significant dose of Emerald energy, white barrel, diamond, this green ray just filling your body and being, filling it. Shoring up the leaks that might allow this green ray to escape. Strengthening the boundaries of protection that you naturally have, that the aura can bring forward as needed, fueled by pink tourmaline and white tourmaline. So we're working with the green, but we're also working with the pink tourmaline and white tourmaline. We're now going to be infusing the green into the windows of your respiratory system. And working with the diamonds to harmonize the left and right windows. It has two, one on the right, one on the left. Just under the clavicle, sort of near the crease of your arm and your torso. Looking to synchronize the left and right sides of the respiratory system, left and right sinuses, left and right lungs. Because when they are synchronized, when the respiratory system can meet life as one instead of as in parts, then it's cooperating with itself and is much, much better at defending itself and also self-healing. To pay particular attention to the throat. Inviting that white light of the quartz, the clear quartz, frosted quartz. Vitalizing gemstones for the respiratory system. To fill the tissues at the throat. Saturating them with this vitalizing white light. Then it moves up into the face, the sinuses, your nose, nostrils, and even moving into the Eustachian tubes and your inner ear canal. As well. And that's just because of, by matter of proximity, and that the virus can enter any of these places, mouth, nose, ears, even eyes. Okay, down the throat. Into the trachea, it's beautiful white light, filling the trachea, the bronchi, the lungs, all the lung tissue. Holding, inviting this white light to sink more deeply into the tissues of the respiratory system, and sinking even more deeply, permeating the tissues of the respiratory system. Meanwhile, again, intensive infusion of green ray into your respiratory system. I'd like you to imagine if the air became emerald air, emerald and white beryl, just fill the air with its essence and breathe that in, that life-giving green color ray. Allow yourself to fill your lungs, fill your nostrils, your sinuses, just fill yourself with this vitalizing, nourishing, healing green color ray, this emerald green ray, which also has the ability to neutralize unwanted energies. Okay, left and right sides of the respiratory system are nicely coordinating. Their tissues are saturated with the white light of white quartz, clear quartz, frosted quartz. They are also filled with the seven color rays, thanks to the diamonds. And their spectrums are clearly dominating in green. So while the lungs receive nourishment from all seven color rays, they are in particular receiving more green than any other color, because this is the color that vitalizes them, keeps them healthy, keeps them balanced, keeps them able to self-heal and self-restore, self-maintain. Front and back of respiratory system, also nicely balanced. Above and below, also excellent. I'd like to invite all the work that we've done today to be comfortably received, accepted, remembered, integrated, and allowed to manifest throughout your body and being, starting with the third dimension, including north and south, east and west, above and below. From the soul star within you to the earth star beneath your feet to the heaven star above, may all three dimensions be fully integrated. Integration now moves into the fourth dimension, including time, space, and causation. Past, present, and future. Here and now. And into the forever. May the fourth dimension be fully integrated. We now invite the integration to move into the fifth dimension, including all of mind. And then beyond the mind, to include all intuition and all spirituality. May your entire being be fully integrated. Feel gratitude to the diamonds and the gemstones. Thank you to the earth who provided us with these tools. And thanks also to the earth for the home that she gives us. Thank you to the heaven energies for feeding us all. Feel the furniture supporting your body. Feel your feet. Maybe they're resting against the floor. Feel that connection. Feel the roots of your body like a tree, able to extend into the earth to pull up whatever resources that you need. And like a tree, your branches reach into heaven, into the sky, into the air, receiving the sunshine, the nourishment. You get nourishment from above, you get nourishment from below. A master healer comes in. It's a little bit of integration. Things haven't quite integrated yet, so we're spending another minute to make sure everyone is well integrated before I let you go. Feel welcome to rest for a little while after the session so that you can more fully integrate the work. Just about there. Nice. And thank you for joining me in this session for improving resilience. Thank you for your contribution. And thank you for being a part of this experience. Much gratitude. And goodbye for now.